Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, December 11th, 5:30. Thank you guys so much for joining us here as we get things going, hit that midweek point. JC's out today. Steph is joining me. How you doing this morning?
I cannot believe I finally, actually, I'm not in charge of the AC unit, but my husband turned on the heater yesterday.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, my God. I was just so cold, and I had enough because his body temperature already, it runs warm, and he sweats fast. So
He's a sweater.
So what happened was I was just so cold, and I could feel like something going on, like a sickness coming on.
Yeah.
And I said, I've had enough. Like, I'm tired of fighting. We need to turn the heater on. And he started getting a little cough, too. He's like, you're right. But we're feeling fine now, but man, I don't believe it takes that to finally turn the heater on at 28 degrees.
It was below freezing yesterday in some parts of the valley. My little snowflake light went on again today in my car. Yes. To let me know it's really cold. And yeah, right now 37 degrees outside. That is just, I mean, I know we complain about the heat in the summer, the cold in the winter, but man, yeah, it is chilly outside. And I guess it fits. I mean, here we are. It's December. The funniest thing happened yesterday. So yesterday was our trash day. Have you ever gone dumpster diving?
I had to go dumpster diving once. Yes.
Someone dumpster dived in our not dumpster, but our trash
your
can.
Bin?
Tell me if you think this is weird. Okay. So, you know, like the people that work for Amazon, but they drive their own cars.
Oh yeah. Come out with their little own Amazon vest.
Yeah. Like they have the little vest on. There was someone that did that in our neighborhood, and yesterday was trash day and we had bulk trash and we were throwing away one of our Christmas trees. Remember I told you how one of them, a whole section of lights went out. And so
yeah,
it was going in the trash. And so we've just been waiting for bulk trash day so we can put it out there. So I get this notification like there's movement in your front yard. The cameras are picking it up, and I look, and this guy is trying to fit this gigantic Christmas tree into his car. And I wanted to be like, dude, it's broken. Like, the lights don't work on it.
So you're telling me he was trying to get your old Christmas tree out of your bin to put in his car?
Yeah, like, I think he just made a delivery, and he's trying to fit this gigantic Christmas tree in his back seat. I'm like, that's never going to work. And I'm watching this just laughing. And then he figures that out. It's not going to work. So he opens his trunk and he sticks it in there, and it's half sticking out and drives away. I was like, he just took our Christmas tree. Oh, it was so bizarre.
Hey, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
I guess. I was talking to my husband about it. I'm like, what's he going to do with the broken Christmas tree? He's like, well, he could just buy a strand of lights and put them up. I'm like, that's a good point. I guess I didn't think of that. Why didn't we do that? You know, we would have saved money on a Christmas tree.
You didn't confront him or anything? You're just literally watching from your phone?
It was going in the trash. What am I going to do?
Oh,
you know?
That's too funny.
So I like that, though. One man's trash is another man's treasure. So I hope you enjoy the Christmas tree light. I'm sorry for that section of lights that is out. But hey, it brought us a lot of joy for many years. So
absolutely.
You go. All right. Well, we have a lot coming up on the show today. We are going to get you more tickets to check out Jennifer Hudson with the Mega Minute at 7:30 this morning. We've got that going on for you. But right now, let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Runaway by Real McCoy? Do you want to hear Follow You Down by the Gin Blossoms?
Anywhere you go, I'll follow you down.
Or do you want to hear Let It Rock by Kevin Rudolph? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, have you ever hid something so well that you were never able to find it? I have been turning my home upside down trying to find these two items. That is coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Follow You Down by the Gin Blossoms is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show, you pick 'em.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Have you ever hidden something so well that you went back to try to find it and you couldn't remember where you put it? I don't know what is going on. I think I'm just overwhelmed with the holidays and just everything that is going on. And so I ordered some Christmas presents, for one for my husband and one for one of my kids, back in like July. And I remember saying, I'm saving this for Christmas. I don't want to say what it is yet, but I'll say it after I give it to them, if I find it. But I hid these two things, and I remember saying to myself, I got to hide these in a spot that they won't find. But I mean, our house is pretty, I mean, there's no good hiding spots in our house. Do you have any good hiding spots?
I live in an apartment. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
There's no, but my question is, how big are these gifts? Is it because they're small? Or?
Yeah, like one's a clothing item. Sports related, I'll say that.
Oh, and then, we know who that's for.
Yeah, and then the other one is, it's not clothing, it's like, it's shoes. So, okay, so I hit these shoes and this, okay, it's a jersey and shoes.
Okay, fine,
guys?
Fine, don't talk on me, I know.
So I hit these things back in July, and I can't remember where I hid them. I hid them so well. I remember when I was hiding them, I thought, I gotta find a spot that they will never, ever come across. Usually our hiding spot is the closet in the guest bedroom. Well, that's everyone's hiding spot. So they'd see it. So now I'm like, I don't remember where I put them. I hid them so well that now they're missing.
But they're not wrapped. They're like, you could, they're in a bag.
They're in bags. Oh, they're in bags. Boy. Yeah. So I've looked under beds. I've looked in other closets. Where in the world could I have hidden something so well that I cannot find it? Have you ever done that? Whether it was hidden on purpose or where you just thought, oh, I'm just going to set this here. And then you forgot about it. 702-364-9400. I just got this text. It says, I bought a stuffed animal for my grandson as a Christmas present 5 years ago. I just found it this year.
Oh my God.
5 years later.
I wonder if you, Mercedes, you just need to clean. Like, let's just relax. Don't worry about anything. Maybe you just do a deep clean in your closets, or what if it's somewhere random, like in your office area? Because I've seen your office area. There's a lot of stuff going on in there. Maybe you put it in there.
I mean, there is a lot of stuff in there, but there's nowhere to hide anything. Like, yeah, I could look there. I don't know. Maybe it's literally right in front of me. This text just came in. It says, my social security card. I found it as soon as my new one came in the mail. That always happens.
Oh,
like, you order
gosh.
Another one. That's the worst. This one says, I hid my original birth certificate. I had to get a copy in 2008 in order to get married. 12 years later, I found it in my college diploma from 2007.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hopefully it turns up. What if Matt and Brooklyn find it?
They're just wearing it one day. I'm like, where'd you get that? I don't know. I found it. It was just laying around. Oh, awesome. Wonderful.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2184.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. That was a different voice saying the number of the show.
Hi.
JC is out today. Steph is in studio. It was very like, 2184.
It was very dainty.
It
maybe
was.
I should have said, 2184.
It was just cute. It brought a smile to my face. A much needed smile. It is Wednesday, December 11th, 6:03, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us this morning. I just feel with like the holidays here, I've just got like so much on my mind. I just told you how I'm forgetting where I hid Christmas presents. And I remember my mom used to like get very just kind of flighty when it came to the holidays. There's so much going on, and I'm just like trying to like get it together, but I feel like I'm turning into my mom. And I saw like a couple of weeks ago, I think it was 27% of people are worried that they're becoming their parents. And I feel like I am turning into my mom. Like, it was just like the things I do, the mannerisms. I used to always make fun of my husband because he is literally turning into his father. Rest in peace, John. But man, he is turning into his father. And now I can't make fun of him anymore because I'm turning into my mom with all the things I do.
What are some of the things that Matt does that makes him like his dad?
Oh my gosh. When he is giving a lecture or trying to teach a lesson to one of my daughters, he points when he talks. And I remember his dad used to do the same things. Like, I'll tell you what, you had better not do this or else you will be in big trouble. And the other day he was telling Brooklyn something. He's like, I need you to get these clothes picked up off this floor and put, and I looked at him and I was like, oh, John. And that's what I said to him, and he looked at me, he goes, what? I go, you're turning into your father. That was a John move. And he's like, whoa, the finger pointing. I was like, yes, that your dad used to do that. You're turning into your dad.
So this past weekend, I think I was turning into my dad, and I'm thinking about it now because I was at a bachelorette, and it was my sister-in-law's bachelorette, and they had like these games going on, and I guess they asked questions about the fiance, and the fiance, the question was, what kind of animal do you think you are? And the fiance answered, I think I'm a koala because I think I'm cute. And I said, I think he's a koala because he's a qualified husband. And I'm like, oh my God, I just made a dad joke that sounded just
such
like my dad.
A dad joke.
Koalified.
Oh my gosh, he's got qualifications.
Exactly. and James too, he'll say, oh my God, you're turning into your mom because my mom can be a little bossy. I mean, come on, they're moms. moms. They're just trying to get stuff done. And one of the things was when we were together this past month for a wedding, she was starting to say something and my husband goes, oh my God, was that Stephanie or was that your mom? So I think I'm turning both into my mom and my dad.
Is that an insult when someone says you're turning into your parents, or do you take that as an insult, or do you take it as like a badge of honor? Like, thank you. I love my parents and that's great.
Absolutely. I feel like they're my role models. I want to be like them one day. So when they say, oh, you're turning into your mom, oh, thank you. Unless it's like me being bossy, I'm like, oh, maybe I need to tone it down.
What is a koala's favorite drink?
A koala's favorite drink. I don't know. What is it?
Koala tea.
Koala tea.
I'm just looking up koala.
Oh, koala tea. Like hot tea. That's funny.
How do koalas hug their eucalyptics? Eucalyptus.
How?
Tremendously. These are not that funny. I'm sorry.
No, they're actually really funny. I'm going to use it next time.
Well, we have a lot coming up on the show today. First of all, coming up in just a couple of minutes, your passes to check out Mufasa, The Lion King. We're going to play Heads Up, and we'll get you those passes to check out that movie, which looks really, really good, by the way. J-HUD tickets coming up with the Mega Minute at 7:30 this morning, and in the 8 o'clock hour, your tickets to see Whitney Cummings. That's all coming up on the way. But on the way next is what's trending. Jamie Foxx, he is opening up and telling us what happened when he was hospitalized and on the verge of death. We have details on the way in what's trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the mornings. What's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Jamie Foxx is trending this morning. A little bit of a spoiler alert if you don't want to know about what happens on his new Netflix comedy special that just came out. Just warning you now, we're going to talk a little bit about that. The special, which is called Jamie Foxx, What Happened Was, it's streaming now on Netflix, and now we know what the actor's medical emergency was last year. During the special, he spilled that he had a brain bleed that led to a stroke. Did you see any of this?
So when putting in some of the audio we're about to play, I did see some of it, yes.
It's really interesting. This is what he had to say.
The cool doctor with the Laker jersey, white dude, said, listen, he's having this brain bleed that led to a stroke, and if I don't go in his head right now, we're going to lose him. What I was told was my sister fired right back and said, you can go in his head, but you ain't going to find nothing. He said, why you say that? She said, have you seen how big it is?
I mean, it's great he has a sense of humor about it, but my goodness, this was serious stuff. He said April 11th that he was having a bad headache, and he asked his friend for an aspirin, and he realized that, you know, you're in an emergency situation when, you know, you just automatically collapse. And he said he didn't remember anything that happened after that for 20 days.
That's insane. And one of the things they talked about in the special is that his sister was driving him to different hospitals. And one of the hospitals that they went to, the first one, the doctor just gave him a cortisol shot and then just let him go. And they're like, all right, you're good.
Oh.
And then they're like, absolutely not, this is not it. So his sister was one of the biggest people to help him during this situation.
There was a lot of speculation about whether or not he wronged Sean Puffy Combs, or if he was about to turn him over for some of his deeds that he's been accused of to the FBI, and that's what made him mysteriously get sick. And while he did not address that, he did bring up Puffy in a roundabout way. This is what he said.
I say this all the time. I saw the tunnel. I didn't see the light. It was hot in that tunnel. Because I looked at the end of the tunnel and I thought I saw the devil, like, come on. Was that Puffy?
Was that Puffy?
Well, he got his little dig in. He says he is now taking full advantage of his second chance at life. Did you see the part where he was talking about his daughter and how she snuck into the hospital?
No.
So I guess like everyone was off limits. His daughter was not allowed. She snuck into the hospital with her guitar and just started playing the guitar for him. And he gets really emotional when he talks about it. It looks like a really good watch. It's on Netflix now, and that is what's trending. All right, it is time to win. Who wants to play Heads Up? Now's your chance here at 702-364-9400. And up for grabs this morning, as promised, those four Fandango passes to check out Mufasa, the Lion King. Courtesy of Walt Disney Pictures, it looks so good. And your tickets right now with Heads Up. You get to pick your category. You're stuck with just me today. JC is out, but we can do this. I know we can do this. So caller 20 right now, you're playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Jill, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah,
let's do this. We have these tickets for you to check out Mufasa the Lion King, these Fandango passes. All you got to do is pick a category this morning. Do you want to go with It's a Wonderful Life, Hakuna Matata, or Flip Flops?
Hakuna Matata.
All right. Very appropriate since we're giving away these things with the Lion King, these tickets to see the Lion King, and these are all things associated with the Lion King. You're stuck with me as your partner today, but I know we can do this. Are you ready, Jill?
Yep, I absolutely am.
Okay.
All right, you guys ready? I'm going to put my mic up a little bit hotter. Ready? And you guys start now.
All right. This is the blank king. What king?
The Lion King?
Yes. When a lion is a baby, it's known as one of these.
A cub.
Yes. This was the bad guy in The Lion King, Mufasa's brother.
Scar.
Yes. This is Pumbaa and his sidekick.
Come on.
Yes. This is the song that they sing. No, it's like the emotional one about how it's the oh gosh, I'm gonna pass.
Yeah.
These are the bad guys and they laugh. Ha ha ha! They're
the
like
hyenas.
Yes, yes. This is the company that put out the Lion King. Walt
Disney.
Yes, 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 yes. You got it. Congratulations, Jill.
Thank you guys so much.
Nice job. You just got yourself those four Fandango passes. It was the Circle of Life, by the way, that we skipped on. Thank you for that little audio cue, Steph. Mufasa the Lion King, courtesy of Walt Disney Pictures. You are in for free. And hey, the winning does not stop this morning. Make sure you are listening at 7:30. We have your tickets to check out Jennifer Hudson, The Gift of Love, an intimate live experience at the Fountain Blue. That is coming up at 7:30. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. I'm just like catching up on all the like dirt stories that are going on, the celebrity stuff. Did you see that story about Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox this morning?
I heard about it. Yes, I saw it last night because I actually followed this aura reader and she was talking about them. Like, what's happening? But man, yeah, I heard the news.
So Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, they broke up again. This time though, it's a little different. So they have a baby on the way. And I guess they ended things when they were vacationing in Colorado over Thanksgiving. I guess she saw something on his phone that she did not like. So he left the vacation. They haven't seen each other since. She announced that she was pregnant back in November. The baby's due in March. Have you ever known anyone, or maybe you were in the situation where you broke up while pregnant? I have to imagine that's a really tricky situation to be in. You obviously are going to have this person in your life forever, but now you've broken up. So I think my dilemma would be, do they get to be a part of the process? Even though you guys have broken up, you probably don't want to see each other, but I don't know. Is this his first child? I know she has some children.
That's a great question. And I know that they've gone, like you said, through this on and off relationship. I remember there was an award show that they were at, and Machine Gun Kelly, there was this sense of just like defeatness. And I think he even revealed in an interview that Machine Gun Kelly found out that on the way to this award show that he didn't win one of the awards that he was really, really wanting. And it just like, everything about that situation in the interview, it just felt like there's a lot of maybe things that he's fighting for internally. So you always want to make sure that the parents are in a great place mentally. So maybe this is something that maybe it's best that she does raise this child on his own or on her own, or maybe he needs to deal with the demons that he's fighting. And I just think about that stuff too. You don't want to raise a child and bring a child into the world in this place where maybe you're going through stuff too.
I agree with that. But at the same time, even though you might have these internal struggles, I don't think you should be robbed of that opportunity to go through that, you know, to experience, you know, the pregnancy up until the birth. And then when that actually happens, is she going to allow him to be there when the baby is born? Is that something that he needs to fight for? Has anyone ever been through something like that? 702-364-9400. It's a really sensitive topic here.
And my mother-in-law actually went through this when she was pregnant with my husband.
What happened?
So I don't know too much details. She was very vague about it, but she said, I remember when I was pregnant with James and his dad at the time, his dad was at that time getting kind of cold feet, didn't know what he was going to do. He went back to live with his family for a little bit. And what ended up happening was he was just very overwhelmed that he needed to take some time. But during that time, James's mom thought that she was going to raise James on his own. Luckily, they figured everything out. They're a happy family. But during that time, she really thought and prayed to God that this was going to be, it was just going to be them two.
Yeah, I do understand though what you're saying about this relationship. You never want to like judge a couple because you don't know what goes on behind closed doors. But have you ever like seen a couple you think, man, so that just seems like that is a tough relationship.
Yeah.
It just seems like, they've been on and off. They seem like they both have two very strong personalities. I don't know. You're into like Zodiac and stuff like that. What do you know what their signs are and if they're compatible?
Yes. I know Megan Fox's sign. She's a Taurus.
Oh, like us.
Yes. She's a Taurus like us. And she's also a Leo moon. And me, I see a lot of myself in Megan Fox because she's a Taurus sun, Leo moon like me. And what I'll do is I'll watch interviews where she's talking about astrology and she's obsessed with it. And she's also obsessed with Machine Gun Kelly's birth chart. So she said that they're somehow soulmates
situations.
So I don't know if that's true or not. But I love when she talks about astrology because I love astrology too.
That's so funny. We're getting so many texts here. This one says, you think she might be hormonal and they get back together? It's possible. I mean, yes, hormones, they fluctuate during pregnancy. I mean, literally during all of our lives. But like, yeah, it could be. You just hate to blame it on that. This one says, one of my closest friends found out about her husband cheating 2 weeks before their second child was born. Oh. She kicked him to the curb and managed just fine. He stayed in their lives, but once a cheater, always a cheater. He was caught cheating during two more relationships.
No.
Oh, at that point, it's like, is that the kind of person you want in your life? I don't know. That's really tough.
No, kick him to the curb.
Yeah, get
honestly,
him out of here.
Leave him. Bye.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So have you been following this whole United Healthcare guy, Luigi Mangione? It's just like the whole story is really crazy. So yesterday, the man accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York last week, Luigi Mangione, he had an extradition hearing. And as he was being ushered into the courthouse, he yelled, "This is completely out of touch and an insult to the intelligence of the American people and their lived experience." Now, his defense attorney talked to reporters and said, if you're an American, you believe in the American criminal justice system, you have to presume him to be innocent. And when he was asked if his client would plead not guilty to a charge of murder, he said that he didn't see any murder charges or any evidence that his client did it. So this morning, they're saying that the suspect's fingerprints actually match those at the scene.
No.
And it's the first positive forensic match that they have that directly ties to him. So it's just, yeah, the whole story is so bizarre.
I have two things on this. The first thing is seeing people online supporting him because of the fact that, you know, we understand that in America, the healthcare system is not the best. We understand that the rates and whatever. And they're like, yeah, you know, fending for him. And then it's just, don't. For a killer, come on. There's no reason for you to defend someone like that.
A lot of people feel that way. A lot of people are like, good. There needs to be change. Good. This maybe will lead to that. And it's interesting because the guy who reported him, the guy that at the McDonald's that saw him, he's getting so much backlash.
What?
For reporting him. They're giving that McDonald's where he was found 1-star reviews. There, I saw a tweet from, I don't know if it was it was fake or if it was real, but it was from Burger King, and it was like, "We don't narc here," or something like.
Oh my gosh,
it's wild. Like, what do you guys think of that? Are you one of those people that are like, "Good, I'm glad," or does it bother you? It's really hard for me to celebrate someone's death, even if I didn't agree with them. Mm-hmm. Look, we talked about the medical bill I just got from my husband's ER to visit. It was insane.
How much did you say it was?
It was $39,000 when he went to the ER. Kidney stone.
And, oh my gosh.
And I thank God I had insurance. Thank God. Because I still have to pay. It's not like completely covered or anything like that. But it's our healthcare system is messed up. It is a fact. I think we could all agree with that. Do you see something like this and think, oh, I'm glad this happened to him? Or does it disgust you that people are celebrating it? A lot of people, like, they had a lookalike contest. I don't know if you saw that, for people that look like the killer.
Yep.
And it's just, yeah, it's crazy. Yep. Let's talk to Billy. Hey, Billy, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning, guys. I think everything you guys are saying is so crazy, too. The other thing, too, is that people think he's attractive, so that seems to be giving him, like an out as well. It's so weird. They're like, it's almost like the Menendez brothers, like, for today, you know?
Yes. You hit the nail on the head, Billy. It's just like the Menendez brothers thing, where it's like, oh, since he's hot, we love him. And now people,
right?
Yeah. But does it kind of bother you that people are celebrating this, or what do you think?
No, I mean, it totally bothers me. I mean, yeah, he's presumed to be innocent, but we all know that he's probably the killer.
Yeah.
So, you know, that whole thing. But I mean, it is a little bit funny, but I have to keep on reminding myself that this is like a real life, like, killer and a real life family. So it's so hard to disassociate from all the stuff you see from the reality of the situation.
Yeah. And the reality is so bizarre. Billy, thank you so much for calling. Let's see what else is going on this morning. Let's talk about Instagram. They are offering this new feature. I don't know if you've seen it on your page yet. I haven't noticed it, but I'm sure it's there somewhere, called Trial Reels. Have you heard of this?
No.
So it gives you the chance to test out your material on random users before you actually share it with your followers. So after you put out a trial reel for a full day, you can then look at the engagement data and see whether or not it did well. And then you can decide if you want to actually share that with your followers. Instagram says that people get a little nervous about kind of going outside their box when they're posting content. And this new feature kind of gives them that chance to dip their toes into something a little different. Trial reels began testing back in May, I guess.
You know, now that you're saying this, I remember seeing an option for trial reels because, you know, when things come up on your apps and they come up with like pop-ups and they're like, would you like to try? And then I don't read it fully. I'll just be like, cancel.
Yeah,
I don't care. Yeah. And that was one of the things. And I just don't understand that concept. Maybe it's something worth a try. But lately, I've honestly been so lazy to post that I haven't even seen anything.
I know. I need to get better about posting. I think, like, do people really care? That's what I always ask myself before I post. Do people even care?
And then you just, at the end of the day, it's for me. It's not for anyone else. But I only got 2 likes, so I'm like,
oh. I only got 2 likes, and then you feel bad about yourself.
Exactly.
Finally, this morning, this is wild. What do you think about this? So researchers at City University of Hong Kong, they've created this really groundbreaking device that lets users experience taste in virtual reality.
What?
So this thing is shaped like a lollipop, And it's this portable device that it uses food grade chemicals and electrical currents to mimic flavors like cherry or green tea or milk or grapefruit. And so what it does is, like, you could be watching something on TV and see them eating something, and if you want to taste it, then you lick it and it tastes like what you see.
No, I'm not about this.
No,
this is way too far. Okay, so if I see a piece of chocolate on my screen, I'm supposed to lick this portable AI thing and it tastes like chocolate?
That's what they're saying. Like, there's still it's in its early stages, and the flavor range is very limited right now, but they're saying that they're working on this. So yeah, you could be watching, like, the Food Network, and there's a beautiful coconut cake, and you're like, ooh, I wonder what that tastes like, and then you lick your little thing and it's like, oh, it's delicious.
Oh my, I couldn't do that. I, like, what if you accidentally have something that gets caught on the portable thing and then you lick it and it's not what it's supposed to be? I couldn't get behind that.
Or what if you're like, wow, Glenn Powell's on my screen. Okay, never mind.
Okay, now I'm reconsidering after you said Glenn Powell.
Mix 94.1.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Barone, it's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. There's this content creator, a local content creator named Jacob. You can find him at Jacob's Vegas Life. And he posted something last week that I thought was really interesting. And I'm really curious as to what you guys think here at 702-364-9400. He wrote, "For all my Vegas local transplants, what is something you wish you had known before you made the move here? What is something you wish you had known before you made the move to Las Vegas?" 702-364-9400. Some of the answers that he got are like the healthcare situation, which we've been talking about. They said it's definitely interesting out here compared to Southern California. Family and I have been here almost 15 years now. This one said dusting will be daily.
Oh yeah.
I really underestimated the amount of dust that collects in my house. That is a really good one.
And the winds here too. Oh, I didn't understand the winds until I moved here. They're really, really strong and they come all year round.
Yeah. The wind is ridiculous. I knew I was getting into something with the heat, but I had no idea that I signed up for wind here. Someone else wrote worse drivers than Florida. This one says auto registration and insurance was a real shocker. I sure didn't expect the growth to what it is today. And I do miss the more affordable version of Southern Nevada. If you had to answer that question, how would you answer that? If there was something, what is something you wish you would have known before you made the move here? 702-364-9400. Don, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. For me, it's because I'm retired. I had a really hard time making friends.
It is hard to meet people. Is it like that in every city, or is it specific to Las Vegas? What do you think?
Well, I think it's probably everywhere. Because I'm not working, you know, that's how I made friends before. But now I joined this great group on Facebook, Henderson Ladies Meetup, and I've met lots of friends. And
that's a really good idea. Just like going online, we asked this question on our social media, and someone, Kendra, wrote, she wrote, if you want friends, you need to go to meetup.com hangouts and stuff like that. It doesn't just come naturally. Where you live also matters. There are some really cool parts of Vegas. Melissa says it's really difficult to get established without a connection or two. It's still very much a who you know town. Let's talk to Mimi. Mimi, what's the one thing that you wish you would have known before moving to Vegas?
I wish I would have known that there's so much to do here. I've been here 12 years now, and I don't think I've done a quarter of the things that there are to do. Growing up in a small town in the South, there's nothing to do but find trouble. So,
here, there's like, you have your choice of trouble.
There's everything to do. There's everything from the museums to anything on the strip to the concerts. Oh, my gosh, the concerts. I drag my daughter to one every couple months and she's like, Mom.
I am so about that. I love the concerts that we have here. I just wish the ticket prices here were not as expensive. I feel like they're cheaper in other cities. Yep. Why? Is it just like people know that they'll pay the prices while they're here in Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
What?
And everything's upcharged here in Vegas. That's one of the things I was going to say. I didn't realize how expensive things were on the strip. It's so crazy. I remember going when I was 21. I'm from San Diego and we came to Vegas all the time, and I wish I knew about one thing, and it's the back streets. There's back streets, especially like the Frank Sinatra.
Yes.
And then when we came here, we were taking Las Vegas Boulevard, and you would cut your time in half if you took Frank Sinatra.
That is just such a hidden gem, and part of me is hesitant on saying stuff like that because it's like you don't want them to get jammed up, but we're getting literally inundated with calls here. People, okay, what do you want to tell other people? What is the one thing that you wish you would have known about Vegas before you moved here? We'll take some more of your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, we're talking about this question that was asked on Twitter. What is something you wish you had known before you made the move to Las Vegas? If you are a Vegas local, a transplant, what do you wish that you would have known before you made the move here? What is it for you?
I would say it's like the drug use, because I came from Arizona, across state to here, and I mean, I see the similarities, but Arizona's a lot worse. I didn't think Vegas would have much, but yeah, there's a lot. There's Circle K's and like 7-Elevens you can't actually go to in Arizona without people just looking like zombies outside.
Oh my gosh. I guess,
there's,
I mean, it's
one time in summer that this guy was literally on the ground sleeping. Summer, it's about like 121 outside.
That was Arizona, or was that here?
Yeah. People didn't know he was dead.
Oh my gosh. That's so sad. Yeah. I mean, you hear about crime and drug use everywhere, but I think also it's like, how are you exposed to it? Like, yeah. I don't see that a lot because I don't really go to places like that, but it's there.
And
you
it's everywhere too. Yeah. Not really just is. Vegas.
Kelly says electricity will be expensive in the summer. Expect it to be $500 plus a month. Oh yeah. My gosh, I hate getting my Nevada power bill.
Did you see one of the texts that says palm trees are stupid and useless?
I'm not going to argue with that. They look pretty, but yeah, what's the purpose?
And if they're not real, I actually moved here and I'm like, wow, those are real. And nope, they're not real. So sad.
Oh, what? Do you mean the ones that are the cell phone towers that look like palm trees? Those are the worst. The absolute worst.
Yes, the ones that are fake. I'm like, oh, look at that pretty bird on there. No, it's not a bird. It's fake.
So, so bad. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. And you guys, there's only 3 days left for you to nominate an amazing teacher for our December Teacher of the Month. The nominations close on Friday. And this is just our way of putting the spotlight on one of those teachers that goes above and beyond. Maybe you work with them. Maybe they're your child's teacher. Maybe they're your teacher. If you want to put them in the spotlight, every month we randomly select one of the nominations that we get, and they win some really cool things. We get them a $150 Visa gift card from Findlay Chevrolet that, like, spoil yourself, treat yourself. Then we give them another $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Silver State Schools Credit Union. Maybe you have a class party, buy some supplies for the class, whatever you need. And then you can get that personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies. So how does it work? It's easy. Just nominate your teacher today at mix941.fm under the contest tab. Let us know why your teacher is so amazing. Entries close again on Friday, so you got to get your nominations in now. And thank you to Findlay Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Okay, Elaine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am fine, Mercedes. Thank you for asking.
Oh, you are caller 20 and you're ready to play the Mega Minute?
Yes.
Are you ready to go? I mean, this is very exciting. J-HUD tickets up for grabs.
Yes, it is. I'm actually in the 7-Eleven over here on Southeastern and Serene, and I've got a whole line of people that might want to chime in.
Oh my gosh. Hi, line of people. This is great.
Okay, say hello.
Are they there? Are you guys? Can you guys hear me?
Yep, I hear you fine.
All right, here's the deal, guys. We are going to ask you these questions. You got 10 of them to answer in 60 seconds. If you get them all correct, you are going to win. Anyone who knows the answer, shout it out. If I hear the correct answer, we are going to move on to the next question, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
If you're struggling with the question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions at the end. All right, you guys ready? The game starts now.
Finish the lyric. All I want for Christmas is...
my two front teeth.
Oh, well, yeah. Judges say we'll take that. Yes. What actor slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars?
Will Smith.
Yes. What zodiac sign is represented by a bull?
Court.
Yes. What actor Barry Keoghan just broke up with what pop singer?
Feather Girl, Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes. What actor played Teddy Roosevelt in the Night at the Museum movies?
Robin Williams?
Yes. No. The TV show Succession followed which powerful family?
The Fox family. What was the Fox family? They run Fox Network. Pass.
Mia Hamm is famous for playing what sport?
Soccer.
Yes. What are the two rival gangs in West Side Story?
The Sharks and the Crazy Boy. The Sharks and the...
Oh, yes! Yes, you did get that one, Elaine.
Oh,
that was a really good effort. Some of these, I was like, huh?
Yeah.
The first one that you, the first question was All I Want for Christmas Is, and we had you, but your two front teeth, that is
works.
A song too, so that absolutely works. The TV show Succession follows which powerful family? That's the Roy family. All the other ones you got right. We only made it to question number 8, so we had a couple left over. So that means, Elaine, I'm sorry, you and the 7-Eleven at Eastern Serene did not win the Mega Minute, but all is not lost. Hang up, call right back, because caller 20, you're going to get these tickets, two of them, to check out Jennifer Hudson's The Gift of Love, an intimate live experience at the Blue Life Theater at Fountain Blue Las Vegas. And you'll be entered for that grand prize of upgraded passes. Caller 20 gets them. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So Google, they just released their annual Year in Search report, and it talks about the top trending searches of the past year. So in the United States, the presidential election was the most searched for term, while globally, Copa America, the soccer tournament, that was number one in the world. The most searched for people in the U.S., in 2024, Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, J.D. Vance, Joe Biden, and then Catherine, Princess of Wales. Was that this past year where she was like, people were like, she has body doubles, or was that last year? And then she announced that she was sick.
That was this year. I think it was in the beginning of this year, because there was a lot of rumors rumbling, but I think by last year at the end, and then it kind of transitioned into the beginning.
Okay, I was trying to remember like when that happened. Then she announced that she was battling cancer, and so I'm so glad to see that she's doing so well. She's on the short list for the Time Person of the Year that they're going to be announcing here soon. So as far as the most searched for actors in the U.S., Cat Williams was number one.
Huh. Did he come out with a special maybe?
I think he did like some interviews that everyone was talking about. Didn't he do an interview, I want to say, with like Shannon Sharp? And he was like dropping truth bombs and
oh, that's right. Was that with the Diddy stuff when that went down?
Maybe.
I think so.
Yeah,
so I think so.
He was number one. Jacob Elordi was number two, followed by Glenn Powell and Jeremy Allen White. Usher was the most searched for musician of 2024.
With the Super Bowl, right?
Yes, exactly. And then he was followed by Sean Diddy Combs. That was not with the Super Bowl. Kendrick Lamar with next year's Super Bowl. And then Drake and Justin Timberlake. As far as things that parents searched for, I thought this was funny. The top search for parents was, why do kids say Sigma?
Oh, the Gen Alpha term,
yeah.
Sigma. And you've talked about Sigma, haven't you? Like, oh, he's Sigma.
Yeah, so that my kids are like Gen Z, so they don't say Sigma, but that's like cool, right? If he's Sigma, that's a good thing. You don't want to be described as, well, what's the opposite of Sigma?
Is it, well, what's Alpha? I thought what Alpha would be the biggest.
I think Sigma is better than Alpha.
Really?
I think so. I think Beta is weak. There's just like, there's so much that it's hard to keep track of, but
the one that gets me is a skibbity toilet one. Like I don't understand that one. And then I think, what was it? Northwest, she gifted Kim something that says skibbity toilet. Like it was a necklace. Oh, like, I don't understand, but okay.
Yeah. There was like from a YouTube short, skibbity toilet. And yeah, it's something. I think that it's something negative, but I'm not 100%
sure. Yeah, we're still trying to figure it out.
We're asking the wrong people on that one. So that is what's going on. Also, this is so cool. Sanrio, they have announced a really cool, exciting collaboration between Hello Kitty and Bruno Mars. It's all to celebrate Hello Kitty's 50th anniversary and then Bruno Mars' holiday residency over at the Park MGM here in Las Vegas. You can get like limited edition merch, including t-shirts and sweatshirts and exclusive items like Hello Kitty by Bruno Mars water bottles, all sorts of cool stuff. And it's all available at that Hello Kitty cafe kiosk over by the Park MGM. And they're going to have themed food, like drinks like the Mars Mocha and like special cookies. And you can go to a Hello Kitty meet and greet that's happening here on the 18th. So next Wednesday over at the Park MGM.
I get a text message this morning at 3 a.m. from my best friend, Jessica, who lives in Maryland. So she's a 3-hour difference. Mm-hmm. She took a screenshot of that and says, take my money, go get me this merch next week. So she's asking me to go to the Hello Kitty cafe for her to get this Bruno Mars collab. I don't know if I'm gonna go.
It's gonna sell out fast. Like, that'll have to be something where I think you're gonna have to get in line overnight and stand in line for.
I'm not doing that for her. I love her, but I'm not doing that.
Finally, this morning, this may sound ridiculous at first, but it is actually a very interesting way to test your addiction to your smartphone. So how hard would it be for you to go without your cell phone for at least 8 hours?
So I've tried doing that, and I put myself on Do Not Disturb. I actually do this on the weekends where I put my phone in my living room and I sleep in my room without it, because since I use it as an alarm, I'll do it during the weekdays.
Yeah.
But if you're asking me to do it during the day, that's tough. Maybe I can go 4 hours, but I don't know if I can do 8 hours.
Okay, what if someone said, I'll pay you $1,000 to go without your phone for 8 hours?
I could do that.
You think so? That's the motivator?
I think so.
A woman in China, she recently won the equivalent of $1,380 our money after completing this public welfare challenge, and it tested her ability to stay away from her phone for 8 hours. And they're doing this with a lot of people. It was a small scale stunt, but it was done by a local business to just raise awareness for smartphone addiction. So it wasn't open to everyone in the country. She was the only person, though, out of the entire group that did it that was able to accomplish it.
No.
Yeah. And it wasn't just being phone free. You couldn't sleep or you couldn't nap and you couldn't have any other distractions like books or movies. You just had to like lie flat and avoid signs of anxiety. And that was tracked by a wristband.
Oh my gosh.
I wanted to see if you could really like survive without your smartphone.
Do you think you can do that?
Yes, I know I could. I hate my phone. I hate it so much. It's like such a, it's all access to me at all times. And so I will turn on the weekends Do Not Disturb and just stop looking at it. And then I feel bad because then I come back and I've got like 30 text messages.
Yeah, and I'm one of the 30. And I'd be like, where is Mercedes? What's going on? I'm like, oh, she's just ignoring everyone right now at the moment.
Well, you are on my list where if you call me, you'll go right through.
I'm not going to call you.
Thank you.
I'm just going to text you.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. This is why I don't like doing Secret Santa stuff. I think I get like the worst panic attacks when anyone ever asks me to do Secret Santa. There's too much pressure. And I feel like 9 times out of 10, it's a lopsided Secret Santa. So my daughter, she had to do a Secret Santa for one of her classes in her school. And it was an option. You weren't forced to do it, but she was like, oh, this sounds really cool. I want to do it. So she signed up for it. Do you like Secret Santas?
I despise Secret Santas.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, I'm glad I'm not the only one. So she gets a list. They were all, everyone who was participating were required to fill out this list of your likes. What's your favorite candy? What are some of your favorite snacks, what, just a bunch of their favorites.
Yeah, like fun facts.
Yeah, and it was a gift limit. I think the price was $20, like no more than $20. So she put like her favorites, like I like Sour Patch Kids and I like Pringles or like whatever. She put all her stuff. So they do the exchange and she gets hers. And we, for her person, we got like a $5 Starbucks gift card because they put Starbucks. We got them colored pencils because they said they were into art. So we got them a whole set.
You're basically going off the list that they're asking for.
Exactly what they wanted. That's what we got. She got like stuff that was clearly used and opened. I felt really bad for her. She comes home and I go, what did you get? And she's like, I got this. And it was these like bath oils. which she didn't put anything about bath oils on her thing.
She didn't put like, I love baths at the end of the night.
Nothing lotions, nothing like that. Bath oils. One of the bottles of the bath oils was clearly used. Like, it wasn't even filled to the top.
Oh,
like,
no.
You could see in it. And she goes, and I think it was used. Like, we opened up the thing and you could tell it was been used. And we're like, oh, okay, well, yeah, okay, what else? And then there was like this thing, this container of bath salts. Again, she put nothing about baths.
What's up with the bath stuff?
And it was clearly like halfway full. And I was like, oh man, that's a bummer. You got the lopsided Secret Santa gift.
She sure did. And it's not like that she's not grateful. It's just the fact that like you could totally tell this is a used gift.
Yeah. And that's what she said. She's like, well, maybe they couldn't afford it. And I was like, yeah. I go, just be grateful you got something. And she's like, yeah. But I could tell she was really like bummed because we put a lot of effort into that. And she's like, you know, you didn't have to do it. If they didn't want to do it, they didn't have to sign up for it. And I'm like, oh man, I wonder like who, if they got your stuff, like they're probably like, yes.
Exactly.
Have you ever been on the lopsided end of like one of those Secret Santa gifts or anything like that? Let's talk to Jessica. Jessica, what was your Secret Santa thing?
So it was just a bad gift. One year, my mom put a list of chores in our gift.
Oh my god.
So it was like rake the leaves in the backyard, like a little slip of paper. It was the worst Christmas ever. My mom thought it was hilarious.
That was the gift. Like the gift of you getting to do chores.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I'd rather take the used bath salts, honestly.
Seriously.
Let's talk to Yasmin. Yasmin, what happened to you?
Hey guys, so I received a gift from my work and it was an espresso machine and I was like, oh, I don't use this. I don't want this. And I was doing Secret Santa with my family and I got my stepmom. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to gift this to her. So I gifted it to her and then she received it the next Christmas. She just keeps regifting it. She regifted it to somebody else. It ended up with somebody else in the family, and then, you know, it just keeps getting passed on because nobody gets to use it. So yeah.
At some point, you are going to find someone that likes espresso, and they're going to think it's the greatest thing ever. It's just, it's on its journey to find that person.
The poor machine's like, when will I finally find a home? Oh my gosh.
Why do I have sympathy for this poor espresso machine that just wants to provide caffeine for people? I don't know. Just keep in mind, when you're signing up for the Secret Santa gift, like, don't make it lopsided. Don't make it weird.
Put the time and effort into it. But then there's me, who I gifted something, and it was for my friend. And he loved working out. I gave him a shake weight. Do you remember the shake weights back in the day?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I found out there's guys and girls shake weights. I gifted him a girl shake weight.
Different?
There's different ones. And he opened it. He goes, Steph, you got me a girl shake weight. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm the worst gift giver ever.
Well, either way, I mean, he's going to look ridiculous to me.
Exactly.
Come on in, meow.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, we are here. We love to get your texts and your calls at 702-364-9400. JC's out today. I'm talking to Steph. She is in the main studio, and I think what you do is something a lot of people do. I don't do it the way you do it, but I still do it. And that is, Steph has admitted to me that she is a Zillow spy.
And I am, and I wonder if I'm being a creep about this, but I was just so intrigued because when we went to San Francisco a couple months ago, we have a lot of friends and family out there. And I haven't seen this friend in a while, and she invited me over to her new house. They just got married, and I actually asked her how much her wedding was. She said well over six figures.
What?
She is doing...
Wait, you asked her?
I did. We're pretty good friends like that.
Okay, because I would never ask a friend, like, how much did you pay for your wedding?
Plus, the alcohol was involved.
Oh,
I'm like,
my gosh.
So? And so she told me how much it was over six figures, her wedding. And I'm like,
wow.
Oh, my God. So I'm so excited to see her new house. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath. And in San Francisco, the Bay Area is extremely expensive.
Is it actually in San Francisco or is not an outlying area? I mean, you're right. Those prices are ridiculous. ridiculous.
It's outskirts. It's in San Mateo.
Okay.
So we get into her house and it's gorgeous. She is doing well. And I found out her husband is actually in real estate and he's working to build homes. He's in that type of area of real estate. So I'm like, oh, they're doing well off. So me and my husband are in there and we're just like, my gosh, she's doing so well for herself. And he goes, hey, when we get back to the hotel, let's see how much the house is. So
she's a Zillow spy, you guys. Does anyone else do that? Do you ever look up your friends' homes on Zillow to see what they cost? So did you do it?
I did. So we go back to the hotel. I couldn't even wait. When we got into the Uber, I was just like putting in her address. And there it is. Her house pops up. $1 million.
What?
$1 million home. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. I have a friend that's rich.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So like, who admits to being a Zillow spy? And does anyone work in real estate? How accurate are those Zillow numbers really? I've always been curious about that. Like, is this true? Or is this just their guesstimate? Doesn't it call it a zestimate when you look it up
on
Zillow? 702-364-9400. Does anyone else admit to being a Zillow spy? And what do you look up? The way I'm a Zillow spy is I don't look up my friends' homes, but now I'm kind of intrigued.
You can just put their address in.
What I do is, like, if we're on vacation somewhere, like we go to San Diego a lot because my daughter goes to school down there, and like we'll go to Coronado and there's like these huge mansions there and we'll go on a walk or whatever and I'll look and I'm like, I always wonder, like, what is the person who live here? What do they do for a living? Like that, I really want to just knock on their door and ask, like, what is your job? But what I do is I'll Zillow their house immediately on the spot because I'll just do, you know, use my location and then boom, it pops up and it'll give me the Zestimate or whatever and say, like, this house is $12 million. And I'm just standing there with my jaw dropped, just, wow, this is a $12 million house. It's crazy. Irene, good morning. You're a realtor, right?
I am a realtor. I'm a pickleball realtor, actually.
Okay, so talk to us. Is Zillow accurate when it comes to that stuff?
It's not as accurate, no. A lot of the times when I have buyers looking for houses, they'll give me Zillow stuff they see, and it's either expired or it's already been sold, so it's not very accurate, no.
Is that like is that the real estate version of WebMD where you go to the doctor and I looked it up on WebMD and it says I have this and you're like, no, is that what Zillow is to real estate agents?
Pretty much. Like, if you don't want to take the time to actually talk to your realtor and like invest in time with their relationship with your realtor, you're going to get the secondhand information.
Irene, what are some credible websites out there that you can find prices on homes that are more, you know, more accurate?
There really isn't. You have to go to a realtor like me, and I have the MLS, which I go on to, which is accurate every day, up to date. I log in every day to see what houses are for sale. Every single day, they're logged in, updated. So it's very current, very, you know, today.
Okay, Irene, be honest. Since you have access to that, the most accurate tool, do you ever look up your friends' houses to see what they bought them for?
Of course I do. My friends and non-friends. Oh my gosh.
I'm around Irene and she's like, I know exactly what you paid. I know what the real market value is. I love it, Irene.
Yes.
Well, I'm saving your number. So if I ever have a question on the house, I'm not going to Zillow. I'm going to Irene.
Yeah. Thank you, Irene.
Thank you. All right, let's do this. It is time to win with Heads Up this morning. Up for grabs. We've got your tickets to see Whitney Cummings. She is coming to town, her big baby tour. If you haven't seen her before, she is hilarious. And they just announced this show this week. She'll be at the Palazzo at the Venetian. All you got to do is win Heads Up. You get to pick your category. You're stuck with just me today. JC's out, but we can do this. We can make you a winner. Let's get you these tickets to see Whitney Cummings. Caller 20, you get to play Heads Up at 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Amanda, good morning.
Hi.
You're caller 20. Ready to play Heads Up?
Yes.
Let's do this. We have your Whitney Cummings tickets for her big baby tour. Let's get you a category. What do you want to go with? Do you want to do gingerbread cookies, banana split, or mountain range?
Banana split.
Ice cream day is this Friday. So these are all things that are just associated with ice cream, okay?
Okay.
Who would you like to pick as your... Oh, you're going to pick me. Sorry, JC's out today. Force of habit. Force of habit. Okay, so you and I are teaming up. Are you ready to do this?
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready? And the game starts now.
You keep your ice cream in this. Not the refrigerator, but the...
freezer?
Yes. This is a type of ice cream with three different flavors in it. It's got chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla.
Neapolitan?
Yes. This is like an Otter Pop is a type of one of these.
Freezy?
It's like if it's on a stick.
A popsicle?
Yes, yes. This is it's not ice cream. It's not gelato. It's like
sherbet?
Close. It's
gelato.
Let's pass. What did you just say?
Gelato?
Yes, that's the next one. Okay, this is ice cream with like hot fudge on it and a cherry.
Sundae?
Yes. This is, well, you might put this on your ice cream. They're chocolate or rainbow.
Sprinkle.
Yay! You got it! Congratulations, Amanda!
Oh, thank you.
The one we skipped on was sorbet. I did not know how to come up with sorbet, but it doesn't matter because you win. You get these tickets to see Whitney Cummings, her big baby tour at the Palazzo over at the Venetian. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And the winning continues. The 12 days of Christmix. Your chance to pick a present from under the Christmix tree is coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, imagine I offer you a lot of money, but you have to work with your ex. Would you do it?
Oh, God.
Lots of money. Work with your ex.
How much money?
$20 million.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, all right. I'll suck it up.
They say everyone has a price, and that theory is about to get tested because there's a producer. His name's Danny Rossner, and he wants to get Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie back on screen together, and he's offering them a ton of money to do it. So this hotel is called Hotel Martinez. Hey. And it tells the true story of a hotel owner and his mistress in France during World War II. Well, he says that Brad makes around $20 to $25 million per movie. Angelina's in the $15 million range. And he is offering them 50% more than that.
No
so
way.
We're talking like $37.5 million for Brad and about $22 million for Angelina.
Do you think that they would do that, though? Their relationship right now isn't pretty well. I don't know if they're on speaking terms.
There's been, like, court cases and stuff like that. I don't know. The thing is, like, that's a lot of money. And again, everybody has a price. Would you be able to endure that for, a short period of time? I would say maybe, like, a year that you have to work on this project with them for $37 million. That he says that there are love scenes in the movie.
Oh, no. I couldn't do this. No, I don't think that they could do that.
I don't think they'll do it. They hate each other.
They do.
Don't they? Don't they, like, it's more than just disagreement. It's like hating each other.
I think that if they were on good terms that they could do that. Even if they were on good terms, it would be hard. Imagine if they hated each other. I don't think that could be possible, regardless of the price dollar amount.
See, if I was on good terms with my ex, I would do it. I would 100% do it for that amount of money, for sure. If we're good terms, like, all is good. But in this, it's a sensitive situation. What would you guys do? Would you take the money? Or would you say, yeah, forget it?
No, okay, but you have to do these love scenes with your ex, and Matt's watching on the sidelines.
Well, see, like, do they have significant others? Like, I'm trying to put myself in their exact... Because, yeah, well, Matt would probably not... You know what? Honestly, for that amount of money, Matt would be like, go for it.
He's like, go, baby!
He's like, do it!
He's literally, do it!
He
do
would be
it.
Totally fine with that. So, have you ever sent a text to someone, and you, like, really questioned what their tone was based on the text?
All the time.
So if you want someone to take your text seriously, they say you need to do this, and that is drop the period. They did this whole research project, and they found they had people read a bunch of exchanges that appeared in text messages. And based on the responses, text messages that end with a period are rated as less sincere than text messages that did not end with a period.
So I'm thinking about text messages that I've had with a friend who's going through a tough time, and I was checking on them, and I said, hey, just checking on you to make sure that you're okay. And they were saying, sending exclamation marks. So I said, oh my God, so it sounds like they're fine. But if they were sending periods, then I'd be like, ooh, maybe it's not a good time. But they were like, I'm fine. But it wasn't like, I'm fine, period. It was, I'm fine, exclamation point. So I really think that those type of punctuation marks really do help.
Yeah, whenever I get a period from someone, I'm like, are they mad at me? I mean, and I've accidentally done that where my kid will say in the morning, like, good morning, and I'll write back, hello, and I don't realize I accidentally hit the period. And she's like, what's wrong? Are you mad? I'm like, no, what? There's a period there. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah, the period does a lot.
Yeah, and know? Then but then think about, there's no periods. It's just going to be one big run-on sentence.
I know. I wonder, like, when I post stuff, like if I write something on Threads or whatever, I don't use periods because I don't know. I think it looks weird.
I think it kind of actually is the newer thing now with Gen Z and stuff like that. Like, you know how they're doing all lower caps? They don't do any.
Yes.
So maybe this is a new thing. And then maybe it'll help with the tone and text type thing. What I do is I just send a ton of emojis so they know, like, hey, I'm fine. I'm good. And then sometimes it's hard to read your messages, Mercedes, because sometimes you're just like, sure.
Like, sure. I know. I don't mean, and I don't, in my mind, I'm saying, sure. But when you get it, it's like, sure.
Exactly. I'm like,
I know. I have to work on that. I cannot use the word sure anymore. What's a better response?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Would
all
love
caps?
To. No, all caps. Just like, yes, sounds good.
Yes, sounds good. Okay, I'm going to start sure. Sure. Why is sure so offensive?
I don't know if it's offensive. I think it's just one of those gray area words where you're not really understanding, like, is this sure or sure? So I think just adding a little bit more words.
Okay, I'm going to work on that. Finally, this morning, does it ruin Christmas for you if you know what you're getting? Someone did this poll and they asked people what they prefer. Would you rather be surprised with a gift or would you rather get something that you specifically asked for? In the age of gift cards and Amazon wish lists, there's not much that is unexpected, but 26% of people say they'd rather ask for something and get it. But 56% prefer being surprised, even if they might not like what they get. The other 18% say they're not sure. They're right in the middle. They like both types of gifts equally.
Of course, I'm grateful for whatever, but I love surprises. I love not knowing what I'm going to get. I just like that, like, oh yeah, it's really well thought out if they know what I'm not knowing what I want.
Yeah.
I think surprises are the way to go for me. What about you?
For me, it depends on who it's from. Like, if for friends, I like surprises. I think it's great, but with my husband, he and I really have a tough time for the holidays because he loves to surprise me, but sometimes it's stuff I like, but I'm like, now I've resorted to telling him specifically. I'm like, hey, if you're looking for a Christmas gift, I want one of those really thick barrel curling irons. And he's like, oh, and I see him on his phone and he gets excited because he knows that's what I want. So I started telling him. Sometimes he'll give me things and I'm like, oh, like, the thought is there. I'm super grateful for it, but it's like, I know I probably won't use it. You
just
know what
by
I mean?
You saying, oh, trying to pretend that you like it.
He's like, do you like it? And I'm like, sure.
Oh, no. You gotta put that text to tone.
No,
man.
No.
Text to
tone. Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. There is a movement happening right now, and it's actually coming from a mom who is issuing a PSA for husbands everywhere, a public service announcement for all the husbands out there. And she says this will save your marriage during the holidays. And I've seen this woman for a couple of years. She sends this message out on social media every year. And the gist of it is that husbands need to realize something. Every holiday, we know that Santa takes care of the stockings for the kids, right?
Of course.
He comes, he fills up the stockings for the kids. That's great. But a lot of times, because he's got so many kids to take care of, he forgets mom's stocking or he doesn't bring stuff for mom. And so this woman, she goes viral every time this year saying that, guys, it's your job to fill mom's stocking. You need to learn your job and fill her stocking every year. And if you don't do it, you better start doing it, because there is no reason that mom should either A, have an empty stocking, or B, have to fill her own stocking.
And and moms, they go through so much during this time. It's the gift wrapping. It's the getting the gift. If they're hosting, they're cleaning, they're cooking. And I remember my mom was very stressed out during that time. And no offense, but dad was kicking back.
Yeah.
He could have done more.
And I do think that there are a lot of dads out there that are helping out. And I think that's wonderful. Not just helping out, but you should be doing... A lot of it. You know, you guys need to figure out something that works for your family. But is there anything more upsetting than on Christmas morning, you see Santa came for the kids and Santa did the kids' stockings and Santa probably got dad something in his stocking and then mom's is empty? Do you agree with this? And have you ever been in that situation where you're like, wow, guys need to step up, this mom says. 702-364-9400. Alexandra, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Well, I think that it is great if a husband will fill up mom's stocking, because if that's not done, what mom usually does is fill up her own stocking, and that feels even ickier to have to put stuff in your own stocking so the kids aren't looking at you like, well, what did you do to make Santa mad?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So you have to go buy stuff for yourself that you have to put in your stocking. So, you know, basically to keep up appearances, and stockings are nice because it's the little things that kind to make the difference.
Have you found yourself in that situation ever where you had to do that for yourself?
Every year.
Aww, every year.
No, my husband always gives me great presents, but he doesn't understand that the stocking is special just because it's, you know, it's just the little things, like, you know, that you pick up for someone because you're thinking of them.
That makes me sad. Give me your husband's phone number. Let's let him know. His gift-giving skills on point. Great job. Pat on the back. Let's talk about the little things. What are some good ideas for stocking stuffers? What are things that you love? I'll tell you some of the things that I get in my stocking. I get stuff like my chapsticks, like my Burpees, like my under eye creams that I like, stuff like that. My husband or Santa, I'm not sure who's filling my stocking, they're getting me some of my favorite candies that I like, some gift cards, like an Amazon gift card,
Amazon Sephora is the best. I love it when James does, like, I like travel stuff, like if there's like a travel brush or if there's like a travel like shampoo and conditioner. I love little mini stuff, and you can find that in the aisle, like right in front, like of a drugstore. They have all these little stocking stuffers. I love those things.
It's hard to find stocking stuffers. I get it. Like, that, to me, that's one of the hardest things. Another thing that I love that I get, and I get, I'll see these in my husband's stocking too. It sounds ridiculous, but hear me out. Socks. Now, not just like regular everyday socks. You can do that. But he gets me like the coolest socks. And it's like, I'm probably wearing some right now. Yeah, like, see how cool my socks are?
Oh my gosh, what are those?
There's a brand called Stance. And they just make really cool socks for guys and girls. And I'll get a couple of pairs of Stance socks. And I'm like, ooh, I love these. Like, those little things like that, I think, go such a long way.
I love the fuzzy socks. I remember James got me fuzzy socks for Christmas one year, and they were from Old Navy, and they do like dollar sock days out at the store. So,
ooh.
I know. So there's, I'm thinking about socks. I'm thinking about even hair ties and scrunchies.
Yes, hair ties. Mm-hmm. The kind that don't put dents in your hair.
Oh, the
wiry ones,
yes,
that look like phone cords or something.
I love the big old scrunchies. Those are my favorite.
Oh my gosh. See, there you go. PSA for husbands everywhere. We just gave you a ton of ideas, so you better have written those down.
They better be filled.
It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is day number 8 of the 12 days of Christmas, and John, you're caller 20.
Yeah,
yay.
So excited.
Oh, who are you with right now, John?
My wife, Catherine.
Oh, hi, Catherine. Hey, Merry Christmas, you too. I'm so glad that you guys got in. So here's the deal. There's not a ton of prizes left under the Christmas tree, so... I don't know what's under there, but you got to pick a number. But I would say between 1 and 24, but both 1 and 24 have been taken.
Yeah.
So basically, give me a number 1 through 24, and if that present is under there, we will open it for you.
All right, let's go ahead and pick number 18.
18, let's see. Oh, I see 18. It's right there.
Nice. Yeah, oh, cool.
Right, okay, hold on.
There you go. Mercedes is reaching for 18.
This is like the first time it's ever happened where I'm able to like see
right
it.
Right in front of you too, right?
Because there's like less stuff. Oh, this is a two-part gift. There's two things here. Hold on. Okay, so let's, number one is an envelope. Let me open this envelope up.
We just got two tickets to check out David Blaine at the Encore Theater at Wynn Las Vegas. Hi. Awesome.
Okay, there's a box here, too. There's a box here, too.
Another one.
Oh, yes.
Two gifts.
I know. Open. Ooh. Oh, my. This is beautiful. It is a holiday diamond charm bracelet from Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers. Wow. Two for the price of one. David Blaine tickets and a holiday diamond charm bracelet from Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, a diamond and wedding ring store. Congratulations, you two.
Thank you so much, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
So exciting.
That was a nice little haul.
Incredible.
I feel like, John, you give her the bracelet. Catherine, you give John the tickets to David Blaine.
Oh, my tickets flip-flop.
Everybody walks away happy. That is amazing. Oh, thank you guys so much. And, hey, the winning is not over. We have more to give away with the 12 Days of Christmas. Heather Collins has your next chance in the 5 o'clock hour. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and that is it for us on a Wednesday. Thanks so much for being here with us. Really excited about tomorrow, another 12 Days of Christmas. I mean, gosh, these prizes we have under the Christmas tree are pretty incredible, and so we'll have more winning with that coming up. Also, more tickets for you to see Jennifer Hudson tomorrow with the Mega Minute. We've got your Whitney Cummings tickets, and the amount of families that are calling about these Fandango passes to check out Mufasa, the Lion King. Oh my gosh, that will be in the 6 o'clock hour with Heads Up tomorrow. So make sure you join us bright and early, 5:30 a.m. We are headed out. J-Love on the way next, but right now it's time for us to... Do you have a line of the day?
No, I don't have a line of the day. I was trying to find the show number because last time I couldn't find it, but I have our show number.
I was looking at Steph. I'm like, wait a second. She had a piece of paper. I'm like, oh, wait, you do have a line of the day? No line of the day today, but we will be back, and it is show number
2,184.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.